交给后牧师。
愿你们平安。
Peace to you, brothers.
感谢神，我代表我在曙光教会的弟兄姊妹们，向我们神州基督教会的弟兄姊妹们问安。
Like to represent our church, which
First Morning Light
Chinese Church, Chinese Christian Church, to say peace to you.
愿神帮助我们在各地都为他做光做盐，在这个世代成为他福音的见证人。
May the Lord help all the church to be light and salt to all the community.
神的恩典把我们从罪中拯救出来。
God's grace save us from sins.
神的恩典还要带领我们行在光明中。
God's grace also will bring us to walk in the light.
神要我们在这个世代成为他的见证。
God will want us to be the testimony for him.
所以教会有两个很大的使命。
So the church has two main purposes.
一个，对内建立信徒。
Internally, to build up the disciples.
让我们在神的救恩里面继续往前行，行在主的光中。
So in the grace of Lord, we can walk, continue to walk in the light of Lord.
同时也将我们自己生命里面宝贵的经历向这个世代来传扬。
So we can share our own experience to people outside the church.
所以神所启示给我们的信仰。
So from what Lord has revealed to us.
它是一个生命的再建。
He is a life rebuilder.
然后把这个生命的一个成果向这个世代成为见证。
So the fruit of our faith can display to the outside world.
世人要看到的不是只是一个教义。
Outside people do not only want to know the doctrine.
世人要看到的是基督徒在神的恩典里面生命的根基。
The people outside want to see our own life.
所以早上我想从圣经里面跟各位一同来分享神的话。
I want to share with you from the Bible verses we're going to read today.
我们一般都了解圣经，我们讲圣经的主题是讲到神的爱。
We all know the main theme of the gospel talk about is God's love.
而这个爱的表达是透过神为我们预备救赎而呈现。
And this love was expressed through God's salvation.
但是这个救赎到底是什么呢
？What is the salvation？
今天有很多人对于神是我们的救主这件事情的认知上有落差。
Today, our understanding God is our Savior has some misunderstanding.
我们常常讲神是我们的救主，那是什么意思呢
？What do you mean that God is our saving Lord？
那有一些不太认识我们信仰的人，常常就认为说。他认为基督教的信仰就是一些人有失败了，有困难了，有软弱了。啊，健康失去了，家庭不和了，工作失去了，这些人需要救主，所以他们来到教堂里面来寻找那个解决他们问题的那一位。
Many people they understand what means salvation is when they have problem, they have illness, they come across or difficulty, they come to church in order to get over this difficulty.
他们说基督教宣称有一位救主可以救赎我们。又讲说这位神是爱，爱我都一定解决我的问题。
So、
claim, 所以在这个角度里面来进到我们的信仰里面。
So they understand is Jesus, the Christianity has a saving Lord, and they come to receive it. So that's why they come to church.
但是这个到底是不是圣经所讲的救赎
？Is this what Bible teaches us?
圣经真的是这样说吗
？Is Bible really mean it?
我们如果仔细看，有的时候我们进到教会里面，基督徒仍然面对生命里面各样的挑战。
You look around when you come to church, we still face difficulties.
你发现基督徒一样会失去健康。
Christian also will lose their health.
基督徒有的时候家庭生活一样有问题。
The Christian also have family problems.
你的孩子到了 teenager 的年龄里面的时候，他还是会有一些叛逆的行为出现。
The teenager in Christian family also have family problems.
当整个的经济大环境不好的时候，基督徒并没有豁免于外，我们仍然也承担所有经济不好的现象。
When the economy is bad, Christian also suffers.
那么上帝的救赎在哪里呢
？So where is the salvation of the Lord?
这就一个很重要的一个关键，就是到底圣经里面讲的救赎是什么
？So it's a key understanding what is the salvation as told in the Bible.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹们分享说，我们怎么样的来区别一个信仰跟一个宗教。
Often I told brothers and sisters, how do you tell apart from a faith and a religion?
宗教是用人的角度来寻求神。
Religion is activity that man seek God.
宗教是由我们自己来设定一个信仰的目标跟方向。
So man set the target and goal.
但是我们所信的从神启示来的宗教信仰却不是这样子。
But what our faith is the revelation from God.
不是我们来定说基督教应该是什么样子。
It's not how we would define the Christianity should be like.
也不是我们来说上帝应该是什么样子。
It's not us to say what God will look like.
而是神透过圣经向我们启示他是怎样的一位神。
Rather, through the Bible, God revealed to us how he is.
而是神向我们启示他所赐给我们的信仰是什么样子的一个方式。
God revealed to us what kind of faith we going to have.
所以宗教跟信仰有几个很清楚的方向是不一样的。
So faith and religion has several different aspects.
宗教是人去找神。
Religion is man seeking God.
信仰是神来找我们。
Faith is God come to seek us.
宗教里面常常是人造神。
In religion, man create God.
但是信仰是告诉我们神造人。
But in faith, he told us God created man.
当人站在自己的角度里面要寻求神的时候，他找不到神。
When man tried to look for God, he cannot find him.
所以人就造神。
So man created God.
人看到自己有一定的限度。
Man see the limitation.
很多事情我们靠自己无法解决。
We cannot solve them by ourselves.
不可能每件事情都可以人定胜天，双手万能。
It's not everything that man can all conquer.
所以人需要帮助。
Man need help.
但是人找不到神。
Man cannot find God.
人就制造神。
So man create God.
所以这就变成宗教的一个起源的方向。
So it becomes the origin of the religion.
我们说我们所信仰的是独一的真神。
We say we believe in true and only one God.
这个宇宙之间真有一位神。
There's a really exist one God.
这位神创造罗马书里面给我们的启示，他是创造天地的那一位。
The Roman tell us this is the God who created the universe.
他借着宇宙的存在，宇宙的这些规律现象，让我们知道他是那位又真又活、独一的那一位。
Through the created universe, we know there is a one and true God.
所以在我们的信仰里面，不是人造神。
So in our faith.It is not man create God,
而是神造了人。
Rather, God create man.
不是人站在自己的角度去找神。
It's not man from his own point of view to look for God.
有限的人怎么去找那位无限的神呢？
The man with limited resource cannot find an unlimited God.
人只能造出那些不是神的偶像。
Man only can create idols.
人没有办法找到那位真神。
Man cannot find the true God.
除非那位神来找我们。
Unless God came to look for us.
所以约翰福音里面讲说，道成肉身住在我们中间。
So in Gospel John told us, our word become flesh and dwell among us.
所以在我们的信仰里面，很重要的一个观念是神来找人。
So important ingredient in our faith is God.Hand to us to look for man.
那么在宗教跟信仰里面还有一个非常重要的区别。
There's another difference.
就是在宗教里面
In religion,
人不管用各样表面的方式去表达，他本质上要做的一件事情是神来听人。
In religion, there's one key point is that they think God should listen to man.
他不管用他的奉献呢，用他的一些功德的作为各方面来讲，本质上他要做的一件事情是神要来满足人我的需要。
Through their offering or their good works, they feel God should answer to their own desire.
不管用你用外表用什么样的方式来包装，他本质上是这个目的。
So that's basic is what the religion is about.
因为你对偶像你需要什么呢？
What do you need from an idol?
偶像能够告诉你什么呢？
Can idol tell you anything?
你唯一对偶像需要就是你来满足我所需要的吧。
The only need you for idol is that the idol you satisfy my need.
所以有的时候人在一个宗教里面，
所以 when men they believe in religion,
人很容易给撒旦开了方便之门。
It's really very easy for Satan to open.
上帝撒旦愿意满足你属世的私欲，人肉体的私欲。
Satan will satisfy the flesh need of man.
只要你将你全人卖给他。
As long as you sell yourself to Satan.
所以在宗教里面，它有一个很大的特性，它就是要神，他所造的那位神，听他的，照他所安排的来成就。
In man's religion, they want a God that they have created.
但是在我们的真神的信仰启示里面
，But in our faith of true God,
非常重要的一个区别
，the key difference，
那就是神要我们听他的，而不是他听我们的。
Is that God want us to listen to Him instead of Him to us？
所以你如果把我们的信仰，基督教的信仰，当做一个宗教来看的话，你会发现我们的信仰跟一般宗教有一个很大的不一样。
So if you treat our faith as other religion,
那就是我们有一本从神启示而来的圣经。
You find out we have a Bible which is revelation from the Lord.
全世界各地属乎神的教会都在做一件事情。
Church all around the world are doing one thing.
就是透过讲台鼓励、要求、劝勉，用各样的方法盼望神的儿女们读经。
So through preaching and the podium, encouraging, teaching, all kind of methods to ask everyone to read the Bible.
你去看看其他的宗教，有哪一个宗教强力的要求他的信徒读他们的经典
？Look to other religion. Any other do they encourage their member to read their own Bible?
佛教徒中的真的懂得佛经的有几位
？Among the Buddhism, how many are really understand their own Bible?
回教徒真的懂得他们的摩门这个可兰经的有几位
？And same thing for the Muslim.
我们在台湾来的这种民间信仰里面，根本连经典都没有。
Especially the folk religion in Taiwan, they don't even have a Bible.
但是你看见每一个属神的教会都在强力的要求弟兄姊妹们，你不是把一本圣经放在家里做装饰品，你要好好去读它。
But for the Christian church, actually encourage members to read the Bible, not just a decoration.
各种查经班、各种成人主日学都在做这件工作。
Bible study groups and adult fellowship all are doing this thing.
一个真正属神的教会绝对不会只是要求弟兄姊妹说你礼拜天来听一篇道就结束了。
A church who really belongs to the Lord does not only tell the members come to church on Sunday only.
他都要求信徒们、神的儿女们每天自己好好灵修、读神的话语。
But instead, they encourage all the members to read the Bible every day. That is God's word.
为什么要这样做
？Why?
为什么
？Why?
我们都知道，圣经不是赐给神学家或者牧师或者只是一些神职人员而已。圣经是赐给神所有的儿女。
Bible is not only for pastor or for seminary student.
那么为什么要去读圣经呢
？Why we read the Bible?
因为你如果不读圣经，你怎么知道神要我们做什么？
If you don't read Bible, how do you know God wants us to do?
当你拜偶像的时候，偶像不会告诉你什么，所以就是你告诉他你要做什么。
When you worship idol, idol do not tell you what he wants you to do.
但是
rather you told the idol.
但是我们敬拜真神的时候，不是我们去告诉真神说你要给我做什么，而是真神已经告诉我们，我们活在这个时代里面，他已经定出了我们的方向以及怎么样做。
But when you worship true God.It is not we told God, or rather God tell us what we should do, what we do in our own daily life.
所以圣经的主题讲神的爱，神的爱表现在救赎上面。
So Bible told us God's love and love displayed in God's salvation.
那其实我们应该更准确的来表达，在圣经所启示这个救赎里面，神不单单要做我们的救主，神更要做我们每一天生命的主。
So more precise.Not only God be our saving Lord, but rather God is the Lord of our everyday life.
一个人刚刚进入到教会里面，刚刚接受到基督的信仰的时候
，If someone who is new and coming to the church,
他那个时候认为神是他的救主
，He know God is his salvation, is saving God.
他碰到一些问题，他需要这位真神来帮助他度过这些难关。
He need the Lord to overcome difficulties.
这样子的想法是可以了解。
We can understand this kind of notion.
但是如果你在主里面已经有一段时间
，But if you've been Christian for quite a while,
你一定要让你跟这位真神的关系
You should have a relationship with the Lord.
从他只是一个问题的解决者的救主，进入到他是你每一天生命的主。
From just the problem-solving Lord to a Lord of everyday daily life.
上帝非常爱我们。
God loves us very much.
上帝按他的形象跟样式造了我们。
He created us in His own image.
他不甘心只做一个专门为我们解决问题的人的神。
That God is not only to be our problem-solving God.
他更乐意做的是带领我们每一天走在光中的那位神。
God is more willing to lead us to be the Lord of everyday life.
我们从人的角度来明白。
From man's point of view,
一个父亲
，a father,
如果他每次只是在孩子出问题的时候，他就跳出来解决孩子的问题。
If he only solve his children's problem.
这样子的父亲不是一个最理想的父亲。
He will not be an ideal father.
父亲不是让孩子一个人在外面东闯西闯，一天到晚出纰漏，然后出纰漏的时候就跟他讲：“放心，有我在，我来给你解决问题。”
He will not have his own child do all kind of things outside the family and problem happen. He will come to solve it. Not only that.
这样子的父亲只能够给孩子一个感觉：我的父亲很棒，可是我很糟。
He only can have a sense of my father is really good, but I myself is really bad.
他能解决很多问题。
My father can solve all kind of problems.
我却只能制造问题。
But I can only create problems.
真神跟我们的关系不是这样子的。
This is not a relation that true God with us.
真神愿意带领我们每一天走在他的光中，我们的生命被改变，我们自己不要成为一个问题的制造者。
God wants to be the Lord of everyday life so that we ourselves will not be a problem creator.
他不单单是全能的那位。
Not only he is almighty.
在他的智慧里面。
In his almighty wisdom.
在他的旨意里面。
In his will.
他要建立我们这些属乎他的人。
You are like build up those who belong to him.
所以在哥林多后书你说若人在基督里他就是新造的人。
So in 2 Corinthians, it tells us, if you are a believer, then you are a new creature.
什么叫新造的人？
What is a new creature?
新造的人基本上来讲，就是说他跟过去是不一样的。
New creature means you are different from what you used to be.
很多人有的时候靠着自己走在人生的道路上面，有的时候把一些事情做得一塌糊涂。
Many people, they do things according to their wish.
他很希望有个机会能够重新开始。
They want to have a new start.
所以他就跟神讲说，基督教讲说在基督里是新造的人太好了。
So he says, it's good. Bible tells us we'll be a new creature. It's good.
可是我要接受这个信仰。
I like to believe it.
可是怎么会新造呢？
How to become new creature?
如果我们的生命不被神彻底的改变。
If you, our heart not changed by Lord.
我们的新造时间有多长？
How long will be this new creation period?
我们进到了教会以后。
When you come to the church,
我们进到了神的恩典里面以后
you receive the grace,
我们接受了他的救恩
we have salvation,
可是我们还是用我们老我的方式来生活
but we still live in our own old way,
还是以自己的意思为意思
we use our own way to solve problems,
那怎么会是新造的呢
how can it be a new creature?
所以有的时候我们就会碰到一些问题
so we still come across problems,
让我们回到圣经的真理里面来
let's go back to the truth in the Bible,
圣经的真理告诉我们我们开始用他所启示的原则跟方式来生活。
The truth in Bible tells us we should live in the God's own principle.
新造的人不是像神话故事一样，仙女棒一点你就变成一个新造的人。
It's not like in the fable story, instantly you become a creature, new creature.
新造的人是指这个人按照神所启示的原则，一步一脚印的，天天被神更新。一步步达到那一个新造的方式。
New creature means you're changed by God day by day, slowly, and according to God's will, you will become a new creature.
我们从得救的那一天开始，我们成圣称义的地位神给我们了。
From the day you say you become justified and you have that position.
但是我们生命的成圣的这个成长的过程，却是需要一步一脚印的跟着主的原则往前行。
But the process to grow is a slow one and long one. You have to take step by step.
这也就是告诉我们一个很重要的原则，讲说为什么我们今天所讲神所给我们的恩典救赎，跟世界所要达到的救恩的方式是不一样的。
That's why we know the difference. What the world perceives as salvation and God what saves us is different.
上帝所给我们的救恩的救赎
，the salvation from the Lord，
到底是什么
？What is the salvation？
如果不是说从我们眼前的困难里面把我们带出来的情况之下，是上帝主要的目的，那他的主要的目的到底是什么
？If God only wants to save us from our problem, then what is the main purpose of God？
我们读整本圣经。
If you read the whole Bible,
有一句话
there's one sentence,
其实从创世纪一直到启示录反复不断的出现
repeated from Genesis to Revelation,
这句话是什么
What is this sentence?
这句话就是在圣经里面透过历史书透过诗歌书透过先知书透过新约透过书信最后告诉我们的那句话就是说神要做我们的神我们要做他的子
throughAll the books in the Bible, this sentence is that God will be our Lord and will be God's children.
这句话是什么意思
？What this sentence means?
我们讲说圣经是神的救恩，他的救恩要做的一件事情就是要恢复人跟神中间的这个关系。
The salvation actually means we will reconcile with God to become His child.
我们外面的这些难处。表现呈现的这些难处如果神帮这些难处帮我们解决了可是我们跟神的关系没有解决的话
If God solved all our problems but our relation with God is not dealt correctly
我们就会继续成为一个问题的制造者
We will continue to be a problem creator
所以你解决了这个问题就要创造另外一个问题等候下一次再有困难产生
You solve one problem a new problem come acrossAnd then you have to solve again.
上帝的智慧高过我们。
Lord's wisdom is high, way above us.
上帝的道路高过我们。
God's law is higher than ours.
所以他除了解决我们表象的问题之外，他要解决根本的问题。
Not only he solve our outside problem, he want to deal with our internal deep.
根本的问题就是他要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民。
The root cause is that he wants to be our Lord and will be his children.
那么他要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民的意义是什么？
What is the real meaning?
什么意思？
What is that sentence mean?
那个意思就是他怎么说，我们怎么听。
That means what God says, we listen.
那是神人之间的一个正确关系。
That is the right and correct relationship between God and us.
神人之间的关系不是说我有问题的神给我解决，这个灵这就好。
God's relation with us is not only He will solve our problem.
神人之间的正确关系是他是创造者，我们是被造者。
Rather, God is the creator and we are the created.
被造者听创造者。
The created.Listen to the Creator.
创造者为被造者预备一切被造者所需要的。
The Creator prepare all the created needs.
你在圣经的第一卷书里面就看到这个关系。
You see that in Genesis.
当神造人的时候
，When God created man,
神为人预备了极好的环境。
God created perfect environment.
当夏娃没有受到撒旦的引诱。犯罪离开背离神的时候他与神的关系是正常的
Before Eve was tempted by the snake
那个时候在伊甸园的关系是非常好的
The relation with God is perfect well
那个时候神为他人为他所造的人预备的环境是极美的
That is the most beautiful environment
神人的关系是理想的
The relationship between God and man is perfect
可是当夏娃不把神的话当话
When Eve does not take God's word for
夏娃受那位撒旦的引诱
When Eve was tempted
说你吃的日子眼睛明亮就如神一样
When you ate your eye will open be bright just like God
一个被造者不愿意安于在被造的位置上想与创造者同等
When a created does not satisfy his position as being a created.
那就破坏了神人之间应当有的关系。
That spoils the relation between God and man.
所以神人关系破坏以后
，when the relation is spoiled，
人与人的关系也破坏。
The relation between man and man also spoiled.
人与环境的关系也破坏。
Relation between man and environment also spoiled.
这就是为什么我们生活在今天这个时代里面有那么多苦难的原因。
That's why we have so much suffering when we live in this world today.
那么上帝的救赎到底是什么？
Then what is salvation from the Lord?
如果上帝只解决我们外面的问题，却不解决我们跟他的问题，那么这些旧的现象仍然存在。
So if God's salvation do not solve what the relation we have with God, we still have problem.
所以在我们的信仰里面讲的那个救赎，最重要的是指救赎回人与神之间的关系。
So the salvation, the most important ingredient is that we recover the relationship that we with God.
所以圣经里面才会讲说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
That's why the Bible says God so loved the world that He sent us His only begotten Son.
我有一次在一个地方跟一群人在传讲福音的时候
，Once I was preaching to a group,
有一些人就觉得说神爱我们，神爱世人真好。
Some say God loved the world so good.
但是你不必把你的儿子给我们吧
？But will you give your son to us?
神爱世人，每个人给我们$50,000,000比较好。
How about you give us every people $50,000,000?
$50,000,000比起你的儿子来讲，轻微多了吧
？$50,000,000 is much less.
你既然爱我们，给我们$50,000,000，那你儿子自己留着好了。
Maybe you save your own son, or give us $50,000,000.
当你读约翰福音3:16，我们最熟的这段经文的时候
，When we read John 3:16,
你会不会觉得有点奇怪
？You might be feel something is funny.
你那么爱我。
God so loved me.
那就给我所需要的嘛。
Give me what I need.
我需要的是什么呢
？What I need.
$50,000,000。
I need money.
你给我$50,000,000，儿子自己留的，比较符合我的需要。
Give me $50,000,000 rather than your son. It satisfies me more.
如果今天基督教的福音是跟人家说信耶稣就得$50,000,000。
If today someone claim if you believe in Jesus, you will receive $50,000,000,
教会早就挤爆。
哇 ，The church will be full of all people.
大家都进来了。
All people will come to church.
那为什么神爱世人不给我们所要，就给了一个我们觉得不太重要的东西
？So God so loved the world, why He does not give what we want?
儿子不要替我死啊，你就留着嘛。
Don't send your son to die for us. You save him yourself.
你就看见在这里面有一个很重要的真理。
But there's some truth in it.
耶稣去死是为什么
？Why Jesus died?
他去死是为了恢复神人的关系、啊。
He died in order for us to recover our relationship with God.
恢复了这个神人的关系之后，人才能够像他造人的样子活在这个时代上。
Only when we recover the relationship, then we can go back to the original.
人有限的智慧，人自己的这种渺小，只看见$50,000,000很好。
Man's limited vision only see $50,000,000.
看不见生命里面有比价格更重要价值的是生命。
Does not see that there's something more important in our life.
其实这些年来，我们生活在美国，你可以看见这是全世界最富有的地区。
You all live in America, you know this is the most wealthy nation in the world.
有人讲说6%的人用了全世界56%的资源就在这里。
6% of people using more than 50% of all world resources is right here.
可是你有没有想到另外一件很奇怪的事情
？But there is another point.
全美也是全世界离婚率最高的地方。
This country has the highest divorce rate in the whole world.
按照我们的想法，如果是最富有的地方，应该是最幸福的地方。
According to our own thought, the most wealthy place should also a place of most happy.
应该是家庭最温暖的地方。
They should have the family which is more lovable.
可是为什么离婚率这么高
？Why so many divorce?
我每年都到中国大陆去做福音工作。
Many years, Pastor Cole has been in China to do the mission work.
Yeah, 短宣的工作，福音的培训的工作。
Short term mission, training, disciple training.、
中国这几年来是中国历史里面来讲最强的时候了。
These past few years has been the most the nation has been the most strong.
我想近十五二十年来，中国人在全世界是扬眉吐气的。
The last 15 to 20 years, all the Chinese are very proud of themselves.
全世界对我们中国人已经刮目相看。
All the people, they look Chinese differently.
中国在这些年来也是经济发展最快的时候。
Economic booms.
对不对？美国的刺激房贷，我们到现在为止还在那边网上要想办法。中国已经开始反弹，而且已经有七到八个成长率已经出现。
The GDP in China has always been very high.
但是当我在中国各地做福音工作的时候
When I travel in China,
我也发现在中国的城市里面离婚率也一路飙高。
I also noticed the divorce rate in China are also increasing.
我们从一些资料里面来看，如果以全中国来看的话，大概离婚率不到 8%。
According to some data, the divorce rate is no more than 8%.
但是如果你把都市的离婚率来计算的话，
But if you concentrate in the city,
已经将近30%。
It's close to 30%.
中国有广大的农村社会，离婚率很低。
The many rural area in China has very low divorce rate.
但是这些经济发展的都市
，But in the highly developed cities,
却反而离婚率高，为什么呢
？Has very high divorce rate. Why?
这就告诉你一件事情。
Tell you one thing.
如果上帝只给你5000万
，God only give you $50 million,
而不给他你，而不给我们他的儿子。
And do not send his son,
我们就会变成这个样子。
We'll be like that.
那你说美国是一个基督教国家，那为什么也这么低？这离婚率也这么高呢
？And then you ask, America is a Christian country. Why the divorce rate is so high?
那我们就要很诚实的回来面对一个问题。
And we have to face the question honestly.
美国是一个以基督教精神立国的国家。
America is a nation built upon the Christian spirit.
美国不是个基督教国家。
America is not a Christian nation.
美国今天有多少的政策都背离圣经原则。
Many regulations by the government are contrary to what Bible teach.
那么就拿美国回过来比我们的教会吧。
Let's compare American nation with our church.
我不是指我们教会，
not this church.
普世的教会。
The church in the United States.
今天教会到底有没有按照圣经的真理来活呢
？Today church, do they actually follow what Bible teach to teach?
耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，为我们预备了与神恢复关系的一个基础。
Jesus died in the cross so he can prepare a way for us to recover our relationship.
那我们有没有在这个基础上面来成长
？Did we actually grow upon this?Foundation.
还是我们像美国一样，号称是一个基督教的国家，可是却背离神的原则了。
Or we just like a nation of America, we claim to be a Christian country, but what we did is contrary to what Bible says.
这是我们信仰很重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
有些基督徒在神的恩典里面很长的一段时间
，When Christian live in the church for many years,
没有经历到神在他生命里面那个丰盛的作为。
But did not experience what God has done in their life.
他就觉得很苦闷。
He feels some kind of dull.
他觉得基督教变成好像饥饿一样。饥饿。
It's like.
食之无味，弃之可惜。
There's no translation. It's something like you want to taste, you want to eat, but it doesn't taste well.
为什么食之无味，弃之可惜呢
？Why?
因为在今世好像也没有那么多丰盛，那么多好处。
Today there's not too many good things to say.
不过他至少有一个将来可以上天堂的盼望。
But there is a hope that you can go to heaven.
所以丢掉了呢，也有点觉得，万一将来怎么办
？If you give it, then you worry about the future.
可是现在呢，现在又没有。
But now you don't have it.
那怎么办呢
？So what can you do?
所以有的时候就有一些奇奇怪怪的一些做法就出来了。
So there's something strange happen.
其实你仔细去想一件事情。
As you think deeper,
爱我们的神爱到一个地步，愿意让他的儿子为我们去死。
The God so loved us, He is willing to send His Son to die for us.
他还有什么不肯给我们的
？Then what else He will not give us?
今天不是神不给我们恩典。
Today it is not God will not give us grace.
不是神不愿意赐福我们。
It's not that God will not bless us.
他早就预备了一切了。
God has prepared all the blessing.
但是我们有没有预备好去领受这些呢
But did we prepare ourselves to receive those?
我们有没有真的让我们跟神之间的关系恢复到一个正确的位置上呢？
Did we recover our relation with God to such extent?
我们有没有按照这本圣经上所启示的这些真理，我们听他的话，遵行他的旨意呢？
Did we actually look into Bible and then actually do what Bible teaches us?
如果我们没有按照他的原则来行在他的光中的时候，我们怎么样去领受他的赐福呢？
If we do not actually live out the principle in the Bible, how can we receive?
我刚刚讲过说，宗教跟信仰有个很大的不一样。
I just say that religion and faith has a big difference.
宗教是由我来定，怎么样的是蒙福。
Religion is that what I determine what to be blessed.
你拜的偶像不会讲话，只好你定了。
The idol doesn't speak, so that's why you determine.
但是我们从神里头的信仰是他定的方向，我们走在他的旨意。
But our faith said God determined what to bless us, and we just.
我们没有权利说上帝啊，我要这样做，然后你来给我赐福。
We do not have right to tell to God that we want you to do this way. You bless us this way.
因为我们称他为主嘛。
We call him Lord.
我们祷告的不是我主耶稣吗
？In our prayer, we say Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不是说主啊主啊吗
？We also pray Lord Lord.
什么叫主？
What is the Lord?
就是他说的算。
Lord means what he says counts.
他的命令我遵从。
What he commands, I obey.
这叫做主。
And that is the meaning of Lord.
如果我们没有按照圣经所启示的这条蒙福之路去行，
If we do not follow this path of blessing,
而我们经历不到神在我们生命里面丰盛的作为，
And we did not experience the blessing from the Lord,
那是很自然的。
That's natural.
所以不要觉得说有的时候说哎呀我们在教会里面好长一段时间了我们都没有蒙福所以我们是不是应该改变点方法来一点很奇特的一些作为啊来看看是不是可以得到一些神很特殊的恩典
So if we see how come so long we have not seen any blessing from the Lord should we do something different in order to receive it?
我们还是回到圣经的本体里面来吧
No, it's rather we should come back to the Bible
每天来亲近神
We have a devotion with God every day.
让神借着他的话语来更新我们。
So through God's words to renew us.
让耶稣基督神成就的那个救恩在我们的生命里面能够开花结果。
So the salvation from Jesus Christ can bear fruit.
其实最近我从西岸过来，然后这个我在中国大陆做工作，都发现有一些教会里面很奇特的一些现象。
When I was in China and also when came from the church in the West, I discovered one thing.
最近很流行一件事情。
It's one thing very popular.
就是把你击倒。
Is to
push down,
touch you and you fail.
让你觉得说，哎，有些牧师来说，哎，我可以把你一个力量把你击倒，你就躺在地上。
You say some pastor will come.Touch you and then you will fail.
那你凡是能够被击倒的，你就可以经历神在你生命里面那个充满的作为。
If you fail, you experience something different from the God.
所以很多人跑去参加这样的聚会。
So many people they participate.
然后那牧师就一个个击倒，蹦蹦蹦蹦蹦，通通倒在地上。
And then the pastor touch them and they all fail.
然后那些人就躺在地上。
They fell on the ground.
然后就问他说：“哎呦，好舒服，好释放。
”They ask you, they say, "Oh,
被神击倒了。
I'm so happy and I'm." Failed by and touched by the Lord.
我并不反对有一些人也许需要一些比较特殊的方式让他去经历到神在他生命里面的作为。
I'm not against that someone will have a special experience with God.
但是这样子的祈祷到底意义是什么？
What's the meaning of such kind of touch and fail?
如果这样子肉体的祈祷能够带来你身心灵都顺服在神的面前。
If such kind of touch and fail can bring your whole body change.
那么这样的祈祷还有点意义。
Then it is good.
如果你只是每个礼拜都要跑到教会祈祷一下
，But instead every week you come to church in order to be touched.
觉得好释放，好舒服。
And then you can feel released and comfortable.
然后祈祷完了之后回去一个礼拜又不太舒服了。
And then you go home and feel it's not comfortable again.
然后礼拜天再来祷一下。
And Sunday come and touch and fail.
这样的祈祷大有问题。
This kind of action has problem.
其实有很多时候，你应该用这样的方法来检验一些教会里面的一些作为。
So sometimes we should actually examine what the church
这些外在的行为带来的到底是什么。
the external behavior of what this brings to a church.
我并没有全然的否定这些作为。
I do not totally deny such kind of action.
但是弟兄姊妹要去分辨。
Brothers and sisters, you have to examine.
有没有透过一些这些特殊的作为带来你生命的更新？
Such kind of behavior, does it actually bring you some real change in your life?
你有没有更爱主？你有没有更爱主？
Did you love Lord more?
你愿不愿意为主付代价活在这个时代？
Are you willing to sacrifice for the Lord?
你能不能够胜罪更有力？
Can you win over the sin?
你能不能面对这个世代不信神的试探挑战来的时候，你能够靠得住胜过？
Can you face a challenging and only depend on the Lord?
如果没有带来这些生命成长的现象，
If you do not experience any of such things,
啊，你只是觉得我好舒服，我释放了。
You only feel I'm comfortable, I'm relaxed.
然后每个礼拜来舒服一下，释放一下。
And every week just came once for that to be comfortable.
那么对你的意义到底是什么？
What it means to you?
你有的时候去参加一个乐民音乐演奏会，你也会有同样的结果。
If you go to a concert, you might experience the same.
那些大的 speaker 喇叭一出来之后，人正在里面一震动起来，你也会有同样的感觉。
When the loud speaker vibrates, you have the same feeling.
但是这种短暂的侍奉，不是释放，不是我们圣经所讲的一个人生命成长的现象。
This kind of temporary relaxing is not Bible teaches.
你要去区别。
So you have to examine.
神要我们带的是一步一脚印的，在他面前，生命被他更新。
God wants us is to do step by step to follow Him.
这是极重要的一个原则。
This is a very important principle.
你要接受从神所启示的信仰。
You have to receive the revelation from the Lord.
你得看见他那个信仰里面重要的那一环。
You have to see the importance of that.
你看见了人所创造的宗教。
If you think about religion created by man,
常常强调一件事情。
Okay, emphasize one thing.
就是用他的善行换将来的恩典。
And that is to use the good works to substitute for their ultimate.
所以你看有一些宗教里面讲说人都要积阴德做善行。
Some religion tell you that you have to have good works in order to build up your own point.
这些善行就变善功。
These good works become a good merit.
这些善功将来就换西天的福报。
Good merit, in turn, you will gain the future, they call it wisdom world.
所以你就听到有一句话说，宗教都是劝人为善的嘛。
So it's a common saying, all religions encourage people to do good works.
所以有一些在不求甚解的情况之下，就会讲一句话说，基督教比较麻烦嘛。
So somebody say Christian has more difficulty.
因为你干嘛批评来批评去呢？
Why you criticize?
宗教都是劝人为善的嘛。
All the religion encourage people to do good works.
你为什么只有讲你是真神，别人都假的呢？
Why the Christian say only the Christian good works?
你多讨厌，多不合群啊！
所以 this is not likeable.
你像在今天这个后现代主义的时代里面
，in the postmodern world like today,
最讨厌的就是像基督教这样的喜欢嫁给别人的一个信仰。
What they don't like is the Christian always criticize.
你看看，众宗教都可以彼此包容。
All the other Christians they tolerate.
都可以彼此接纳。
They accept each other.
唯独你们基督教最讨厌。
But not Christian.
因为你们说只有你们是真神，别人都是偶像。
The Christians say only the God in Christian is the true God. All the others are idol.
你像我们多包容、多接纳、多妥协、多现代化。
Other Christians say.See how we are so tolerant, and then we accept each other.
你们却是一群守旧的、保旧的、极右派的。
But you
只有你们是对的、偏邪的、偏狭的。
But you are the right wings. You are very extreme.
大凡你去看见我们遭受到攻击的时候，都是从这个角度来思想。宗教都是劝人为善，基督教干什么排斥人家？
This is most criticism you will see from the other religion about Christian.
但是关键就在这个地方。
But it also a critical point here.
你有没有发现一件事情？
Did you find something?
从人所创造的宗教，
from man created religion,
人靠自己的善行可以换善功，善功可以换福报，福报将来上西天。
But your own good works, your gain the right into going to heaven.
在这个过程里面
，in this process，
完全不需要有真神的存在。
You don't need God，
你自己就可以了。
Only you can do it。
我的一个姐夫的母亲。
My brother-in-law's mother，
他在台湾新竹。
He live in 台湾新竹。
他在信主以前，几十年在庙里面信奉这个民间信仰。
Before she become Christian, she went to worship idol for more than 10 years.
他奉献了非常多的钱给这些庙宇。
He offered a lot of money to temples.
所以奉献到有一天
，One day，
那个庙宇里面就给他一个黄色的大的一个披肩。
The temple gave her a yellow bright.
就跟他讲说，你因为奉献了这么多钱，积了这么多的阴德，你将来在西天已经是大元帅。
所以 ，because you offer so much money in the future in the heaven, you will be commended.
凭这个黄色的披肩，你已经将来官封大元帅。
So because of this special decoration, you will be that commander in the heaven.
所以跟他传福音很困难。
Very hard to evangelize her.
他说，我现在在西天已经是大元帅。
I'm already a Commander in the heaven.
如果重新来信你们基督教
，If I believe in Jesus，
我要从小兵干起。
I will start from ground zero.
大元帅没有了
，No more commander.
变小兵
，I become a soldier.
现在已经80岁了
，I'm already 80 years old.
我还能干几年
？How many more years can I？
最后可能最多只能做到连长。
The most I can do is second lieutenant.
现在已经是大元帅了
，I'm a big commander.
所以不能接受
，I cannot accept.
因为在人的功劳里面来讲
，in man's eye，
人根本不需要神。
Man do not need God。
后来感谢神，我这个姐夫的母亲后来信主了，她84岁信主，86岁被主接去。
Thank the Lord, she finally believed in Christ at age of 84.
她后来信主的时候是一个很美的见证。
It's a beautiful testimony associated.
她发现她所有的孩子里面，只有我的姐夫是基督徒。
Among her children, only one son is Christian.
但是也只有这个基督徒的生活、生命表现不一样。
And only this Christian son has a different life.
他们家在新竹是望族。
They are a famous family in 新竹。
有很多家产。
Has many properties.
老先生已经过去了。
Her husband died.
老太太还在。
Only herself.
老太太还没有走，这些儿女们已经为了家产闹翻天了。
Before this old lady dies, her son and daughter already trying to divide the inheritance.
初一十五大家都拜佛。
The 2 days per month they worship idol.
庙里面需要捐献的，他们也捐献。
They offer a lot of money to the temple.
可是，一转身就是另外一个人。
When they turn around, they become a different person.
他们个人的生命是不需要被改变的。
They don't need to change their life.
因为反正已经做了功德了。
Because they already accumulated good
works. 已经捐钱了。
They already get money.
我的妈妈已经是大元帅。
My mother already become a commander.
我将来靠这个关系，起码有个一官半职可以干。
Because of her, I will be someone in the heaven.
所以我不需要改变。
So I don't need to change.
你有没有看见，从人所创造的一个宗教观里面，人的生命是不需要被改变的。人只要靠外面的功德，人就自己可以到达他们的西天去。
So from man created religion, they don't need God. Only because of themselves, then they can reach to the heaven.
有一次我跟一个佛教徒在对谈。
Once I have a conversation with a Buddhist.
他说，我们的西天就是你们的天堂嘛。
What they call heaven is what we say heaven.
大家殊途同归。
Different paths but lead to the same place.
不同的角度到同一个地方嘛。
Yeah, different paths will lead to the same place.
我就问他一件事情。
I ask him one thing.
我的天堂。
My heaven.
因为我相信有一位真神。
I believe there is one God.
这位真神在时空之上。
And this true God is above time and space.
他创造了这个宇宙。
Create the universe.
他借着宇宙的创造告诉我们他的存在。
Through the universe, he tells us he exists.
所以我相信他创造了天堂。
So I believe he created the universe.
请问你的西天是谁造的
？I ask him, in your mind, who created the heaven?
佛教徒不相信有神。
The Buddhist does not believe God.
佛是一个境界。
The Buddhism is some kind of
他们到了涅槃的地方那个地方去。
Yeah, They dwell in certain places.
那么你的西天谁造的？
So in Buddhism, who create the heaven?
谁掌管西天？
Who is in charge of the heaven?
哪一个人来负这个责任呢？
Who is responsible for the heaven?
都没有情况之下，这个西天到底是我们自己画出来的，还是真的存在的？
Is that only painted by your own thinking?
我们到底是在画饼充饥，还是真的有那个地方是我们要去的呢？
Is there really exist a heaven?
你有没有发现一件事情？
Did you find?
人在自己的需要里面，
Man in his own need，
人就自己创造了宗教，
Man create religion，
人也为自己的将来画出一个蓝图，
Man painted a future，
但这一切全部建立在人的想法里面，
But it's all based upon man's own thinking，
在讲的比较高深一点的说法里面叫做悟道，
In a more subtle way it is the wrong belief。
怎么悟法呢？
What's wrong?
人在时空之下，
Man live under space and time.
你怎么能够想到超越时空的那些东西呢？
It's hard to believe what above space and time.
不要问那么多，
Don't mention that much.
在那个理想里面好好的竞争，多做点善事吧。
Just do some good work in this life. Don't mention that.
其实一个人做善事我们都不反对，
We are not saying you should not do good work.
人应该活出一个善行来，这也是一个正常的现象，应该有的现象。
We should all do good works.
我们只是问一件事情，什么时候善行会变成善功呢？
We only want to ask when the good work will become a good merit.
人之所以为人，你就应该有善行。
Being a person, you should do good work.
善行是人的本分。
It is what we should do.
不做善行才出了问题。
If you don't do good works, then you have problems.
怎么会善行变善功呢？
When the good work become good merit?
善行变善功，善功会福报，福报换西天。这个从后面的这一大段，从善功开头的这一大段哪来的呢？
How would the good work will lead you to heaven?
如果没有一个创造宇宙的真神，谁为我们创造了今生以后的那些东西呢？
If there's no God who created the universe, then who created that heaven?
你就看见宗教跟信仰在这个地方有很大的不一样。
So you see there's a big difference between religion.
不是基督教在排斥人家说我真你假。
It's not a question we will say others are wrong.
而是这是真神与偶像之间的区别。
But it's because the truth is truth different from idols.
那么回到我们今天的主题来。
Back to our theme.
如果我们接受的是真的是信仰。
If we accept the true faith.
是神所启示的
Revealed by God
我们到底有没有按照神所启示的方式在一个新生的生命里面来做
Have we actually followed what God told us to do and then to live it out
我们都好喜欢一首歌
We all like one hymn
叫做照我本相
Created according to God's image
我们觉得那首诗歌给我们好大的安慰
Give us comfort
因为上帝接纳我们，就是照着我们本来的样子。
God accepts us according to what we are.
主耶稣说：“我来招罪人，并不是招义人。”
Jesus said, "I came to call upon the sinner."
所以我们觉得
这首诗歌
touch 到我们的心。
But let him touch our heart.
我们来到神的面前，就照我们本来的样子，不管我是一个怎么样不堪的、失败的、堕落的，或者我在内心里面有见不得的地方，可是主都接纳我。
We came to the Lord.Just like ourselves, no matter who we are, good or bad,
我们非常喜欢这首诗歌带给我们的安慰。
We all like this, him because bring us comfort.
但是，请容许我用一个另外的角度来看。
But allow me to say from a different angle.
上帝照着我们的本相接纳我们是事实。
God accept us, no matter what we are.
但是，上帝从来没有叫我们带着我们的本相离开他。
But God doesn't say you can go out with your current image.
我们的本相要在神的真理里面，要在神的真道里面被神变形。
Our being should be changed by God.
这就是我们的信仰。
That's our faith.
你怎么更新？
How do you renew yourself?
恢复那个神人之间的正确关系。
How do you recover the relationship with God?
他是我们的神。
He is our God.
我们是他的儿女
We are his children
他是创造者
His creator
我们是被造者
We are created
他 他是这本圣经的启示者。
He is the author of this Bible.
我们是遵行这本圣经的属他的儿女。
We are the one to do what Bible tells us.
这就是信仰给我们最真实的帮助。
This is the actual help the faith will bring to us.
让我来告诉各位一个事实吧。
Let me tell you one more truth.
有人讲说今天这个世代会变成天堂。
Some say this world one day will become heaven.
我跟各位讲不会的。
I tell you no.
基督徒生活在今天这个有限的今世里面。
We Christians live in this world.
我们必定有一些苦难存在。
We suffer.
道理很简单。
It's very simple.
在这个世界上面，至少还有三分之二的人不愿意尊主为大。
There are two-thirds of the people living in earth, they do not believe.
按照联合国最广义的算法，连天主教都包进来了。在这个情况之下，基督徒也不过在这世界三分之一。
By the statistics of the United Nations, Christian, including Catholic, only at most one-third.
有三分之二的人不尊主为大，活在这样子的一个世代里面来讲，这个世代怎么可能会变成天堂呢？
Two-thirds of people, they are not willing to believe. How can this world become heaven?
基督徒在今天这个世界里面有苦难是必然的。
So the suffering of Christian.
基督徒还有一种苦难是非基督徒没有。
Christian has a unique suffering.
保罗书信里面讲说，凡立志在主面前敬虔度日的，必要受逼迫。
Paul says, if you are devoted Christian, you will be persecuted.
你在这个世代里面来讲，你要做光做盐，绝对不是一件受欢迎的事情。
In this world, being light and being salt is not a welcome thing.
你在这个世代里面，你要指出别人不合真理的状况，别人很讨厌你的。
If you point out what other people are doing is not true, they will hate you.
当人不相信有真神的时候
，When people do not believe in true God,
会有一个现象产生，就是没有绝对的真理。
What come out will be there is no perfect truth.
谁是绝对的？
Who is absolute?
我们都是人，你有知识，我有知识，你有学位，我有学位，你有财富，我有财富，为什么我要听你的？
As human being, we always say, why should I listen to you?
当人不要真神的时候，就会像宗教界现象一样，彼此接纳，包容，妥协。
Like a false religion, they encourage to accept.
刚开始的时候，我们还变来变去，我对你错。
They argue in the beginning.
但是后来觉得没什么好变的、
啊。And later they give up.
因为没有绝对的标准，我为什么一定要讲你不对的
？It's not absolute standard.
所以在人的本性里面来讲，他会去妥协嘛
？So they compromise.
接纳嘛
？So they accept each other.
你爱怎么活你怎么活，我爱怎么活我怎么活。
So they live according to their own desire.
没有绝对的标准。
No absolute standard.
可是我们是一群相信有真神的人。
But we are people who believe in.
有真神就有绝对的标准。
If there's a true God, then there is absolute.
所以，当你把这个绝对的标准放在这个相对的世代里面的时候
，so absolute standard is put in this relative world.
人家就讨厌你
，people will hate you.
但是基督徒不能够因为人家讨厌我，我们就妥协。
But we cannot compromise because people hate us.
既然我们是神用重价买赎回来的
，God bought us with a heavy price.
你要做光做盐。
Being light and salt,
你就在这个时代得活得像我们基督徒的身份一样。
Then you live out Christian life.
所以你看得见基督徒在这个时代里面来讲，我们不是不讲究善行的一群人。
So in this world, we don't require to do good work.
善行不是拿来交换恩典的。
But good work is not to exchange salvation.
我们是白白的领受恩典。
We receive grace freely.
不是靠着行为。
Not by our action.
免得有人自夸。
So you can boast.
如果我将来到天堂去，里面还有一大部分的功劳是我自己努力出来的。
If you go to heaven and then you realize there are a lot of things because of your merit.
那么我进天堂还有我自己的本领在内。
Then when you go to heaven, you still feel you are somebody.
被造者就想爬到创造者的位置上。
That means created will become a creator.
我想跟神一样。
Like God.
所以在那个永恒里面，我跟你分庭抗礼。
So in that eternal life, you will become against the
God. 有你的恩典。
Yeah, you have your own grace.
也有我自己伟大的作为。
And your own great behavior, great works.
基督徒的善行不是拿来交换恩典。
Christian good work is not to exchange salvation.
基督徒的善行是生命的流露。
It is. the showing of your life.
而且我们如果够诚实的话，我们的善行恐怕都有限了。
If you be honest with yourself, your good work are very limited.
请问一下，当中国大陆汶川发生大地震的时候，是不是大家都很有善行？
Look when earthquake happened in western part of China.
全球各地的华人都纷纷解囊。
Many people, they offer money and offer help.
请问一下，你能捐多久？
How much you can offer your money?
3个月之后，我们又回到自己的生活里去。
After 3 months, you're back to your normal life.
你觉得汶川那边问题都解决了吗？
The problem from the earthquake being all solved.
我在中国大陆服侍的时候，知道我们那服侍的团体还有一间教会建立在那边。
I know there's a church in that place.
他们还在做。
They're still doing this good works.
但是大部分的人已经忘了。
But most people they forget.
这就是我们的善行。
And that is what man's limit.
这个善行有多伟大
？So how can our good works be so great?
善行不是拿来交换恩典的。
Good work is not used to exchange salvation.
善行是生命的流露。
Good work is a display of your life.
最后一节经文跟大家分享。
Last verse.
弥迦书6:8。
Micah 6.
那里面说
8.
世人啊，上帝向你所要的是什么呢？
He say.
他要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So people, what God is looking after you, it's you have to be follow righteous, do works.
什么是善？
What is good?
你从这里面所讲的，一个人跟神建立正确的关系。
It is that we establish right relation with God.
在这个正确的关系里面流露出来的生命。
Under this right relationship, display our true life.
那就是神对我们所要的善。
And that is what God wants us to be good.
善不是交换恩典。
Good work is not to exchange for grace.
行为不是拿来交换恩典。
Our good work is not used to exchange grace.
我们是接受他做我们生命的主。我们的信，因信称义的信，约翰福音讲说，凡接纳他的就是信他的。接纳他到我们的生命里面做生命的主，取得了这一个神人关系的正确关系之后，生命天天被他改变，流露出来的是善行。
So only when we receive him, and then we have a new life, we display in our good behavior, and that is what good.
愿神借着他的话，成为我们生命里面随时的帮助。
May God help us.Through His Word in our own day, everyday life.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你，因为你从圣经里面所启示的真理，远远的超过我们人从自己的角度所思想的这些宗教观。
Father, we thank you because the Word you have tell us in Bible is far exceeding our own understanding.
愿你的儿女按照你的旨意走在你的光中。
May your own children live under in your own light.
给我们一颗饥渴慕义的心
，Give us a thirsty heart for righteousness，
以至于我们的生命可以被你全然的更新
，So we can all renewed，
让我们在这个时代靠着你，活出新造的样式来。
Let us live out our life in this world, so we can display our new created life。
让你的教会在这个时代勇敢的做光做盐。
So your church。We live out in this world boldly, being light and salt.
让你的儿女在你所给我们的处境里面活出基督徒的见证。
So we can all live out as a testimony for you.
当有一天我们与你面对面的时候
，So one day when we face you,
都能够得到你的称赞，说我们是又忠心又良善。
That we can obtain your praise that we are loyal and faithful servant.
谢谢主，你借着你的话语向我们启示。
We thank the Lord through the word you have revealed us your truth.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主的名求。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.